Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Hi, Harv, how are you doing today? This is Joe.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. So, Harv, do you have a minute?
Yeah.
All right. So, Harv, let's discuss about the reference site that you sent me first. Are you in front of a computer right now?
Yes. Yep, I am.
All right. Okay, I'm on the website, the reference website that you sent me. It's dannyevans.ca. So you said you
Yes.
wanted
Yep.
something similar to that website. So what are we looking for exactly from
Yeah.
that website?
I just figured that thing out. It's like easy layout, right? So everything is nice and easy. So that's why, like, I was just thinking it's not too complicated. I like the simplicity of the website. Yeah. If we can,
Simplicity and too complicated. All right.
yeah.
Okay, so basically what you're looking for is not too much text, not too much pictures on the website, just a simple site, with not too much information on the actual homepage, just enough for your customers to let them know about what your business is about, right?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, something like that. I like the color combination as well. If we
Okay.
can switch something to same color combination, it will pop up more, right? So that's what I was just thinking. And the other thing, yeah, because all the listings, when you go on the listings, it shows like view listing, MLS search, sold properties and stuff. So I like those, right? So I like those kind of things. It's easy, right? So if somebody's looking in a investment city, they can just from the MLS, it will comes up and pops up those things and then contact information and stuff. I don't know, like I really like this one because it's not too much crowdy, right? It's like
Exactly.
simple.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
get it. I see what you're looking for. So I get it. I'm gonna get the design updated for you, and we're gonna come up with like we're gonna work on the same design, but we're gonna keep it simple now. We're gonna remove some sections, update the color scheme on the site, and do some minor changes to make the site and give the site a similar look to as we have on dannyevans.ca, like precise information, not too much, so it's pretty easy and user-friendly for a customer as well. All right, I get it. Let me get the design updated for you. And the other thing that I want to discuss about was the MLS. Now, the MLS that you sent me, so we logged into your account, we did go through each and every settings, but we couldn't find the API key in there. So the API key is that something is required to put it on the website, so all the listings are uploaded on the site. So I went ahead and talked to your support. It was Black Knight Paragon MLS, right? The one that you're using, yeah. So I talked to them, and then they gave me a number, the database that you're using on their MLS. So they gave me a number. I talked to that guy. He told me that you personally have to talk to them because they do not give out the links and everything to like third parties or the website developers. They said the actual owner needs to get in touch with us. We'll provide her some links. So once you have those links, kindly send those links over to me because those are the links that are required to pull up all the information from your MLS to your website. Now they mentioned there are like a couple of different links they had. Now the first link they said they had was just for the active links. That was only for the active listings. The other link that they said that was for the archivable as well. So it has all the active links, like all the active listings and the archive links, like listings as well. So all the properties are sold and everything. They said it's totally up to you, whatever link you want, they'll provide you. But the only thing that they said is so may I ask, which province are you registered? Like, do you have the license for?
BC, yeah.
Okay, so is it British Columbia?
Yes, British
Oh,
Columbia.
that's great because they said they'll only provide the links if you have the license in British Columbia. I
Yeah.
wasn't sure, so I said that I'll have my client give them a call. So if you have a pen and paper handy, I can give you their number. Just call them.
Yes.
They'll have a few like they'll take a few information from you and they'll provide you the link. So just once you have those links,
Okay.
send it over to me and we'll have your MLS integrated to the site.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
And what's the number?
It's 604-930.
Mm-hmm. 930, yeah.
7600.
7600. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So
So
just
I
talk to
will
them.
call them.
Yeah, and
So what do you think? Should we get a both links for the sold listing as well and for the active listing? What do you think?
That's totally up to
Because
you.
sometimes
So
people like to compare.
Yeah, so that's
Yeah,
totally up to
sometimes
you.
people like to compare, right?
Yeah, so for the archivable link, it'll have all the listings, even though if the property is sold or not, the property will be listed in that link. But for in the active link that they're gonna give you, it'll only have the active property listing. So once a property is sold, it'll be taken off from that link. So people won't be able to see
Yeah.
that property once it's sold.
Mm-hmm.
So they said they have both the links, so they can either give you both of them or any one if you want. So usually
Yeah,
customers
I
go
can
for
get
the
it for
active
now.
link.
I can get it. Yeah, I will get it for now, both links from them,
Okay.
and then we will go from there, right? So
Sure.
what we, yeah, I think sometimes like yeah, it's give and take, right? Sometimes you don't wanna show them the sold properties. You just wanna show them active listings and stuff if buyers are looking, right? That's the
Exactly.
only thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you
Yeah.
should have both the links, but whenever we're like it's required, we can put up the archival link. If not, then we can have just the active link active on the site.
So when do you think you're able to update this? Because I was just thinking if we can finish this as soon as possible.
Absolutely. So once we have the links, it'll take us like a couple of days just to integrate the MLS. And once the MLS is integrated, I guess we're pretty much done with the website. We're just gonna update the design a little bit, make it similar to the one that you sent me, the reference site. And once we're okay with the design, I guess we're good to go and make the website live. Because the only part that's pending, that is, I guess that's the MLS. So once we have the links, in the meantime, we'll work on the design part. So hopefully, I guess in next week we'll have the MLS integrated, the design updated as well, and we can go ahead and make the website live next week.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right.
I will call them right now, and
Okay.
then let's see what they give me. If they will just email me all the links, then I will send you all the information.
Perfect. Just ask them that you want some links to list down the properties on your website or getting your website done, and they'll provide you all the information.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
I will. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so
Yeah,
much,
that's
Barb.
good. Thank you.
All
Thanks.
right.
Okay,
Take
bye.
care. Bye-bye.
Yep.